America was considered by the pilgrims the new Israel. They considered themselves crossing the ocean, similar to Moses crossing the Red Sea, because our forefathers made a covenant with God that they would produce a righteous nation that would live according to the mandates of the Scripture. The vast majority of America's universities are socialist to the core. I was told in this building by a distinguished alumnus of Harvard, when I asked him this question, how many of the Harvard professors are socialist? Without hesitation, he said, 70% are socialist and the rest are communist. I said, are you joking? He said, no. I was shocked. Think about it. Harvard was built by the Puritans to teach men how to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, the God of socialism reigns on that campus. Today, on university campuses across America, universally, students who profess faith in Christ are mocked. Speakers who are pro-Israel are shouted down or disinvited. Anti-Semitism abounds. Today, I want to give you the Bible position on the political issues. Let's begin by reading Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rules, the people mourn. How do the righteous get in authority? The righteous get in authority when the righteous get off the couch and go vote. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the light of truth in the Scripture that will lead us to a destiny of righteousness. Let us as a nation choose righteousness, for righteousness is the path that God has chosen for our country. Righteousness exalts a nation, so says the Bible, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let we the people choose righteousness, that our children and our children's children may serve you in the beauty of holiness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And all of God's children said, praise the Lord. You may be seated. Statement one, we must take back America from godless socialism. Socialism is the starter for the meal, and communism is the main menu. Socialism is paganism. Socialism tells we the people what we must do. Democracy tells the government what we the people want them to do. That's the difference. Socialism is paganism. Socialism makes the government God. Socialism will not tolerate the church. Socialistic nations close churches unless they're controlled by the state, and I mean controlled. You can't preach or say anything they don't approve. Clergy who do are put in jail instantly. Socialism wants to create chaos because in chaos they can destroy the history of a nation. Do you see that happening now in America? Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to choose between law and order and anarchy in the streets. If we do not choose law, then we have chosen anarchy. We, the people, must preserve the law, legal structure of these United States. The American Socialist Party, aka liberal Democrats, are promising to tax people 70% of their income. We're going to remove all the stress from your life. Really? I thought only the Lord could do that. We're going to guarantee you a successful financial future. There'll be a national ban on fracking. That means they're going to go to war with the oil companies, and your gas is going to be $4 a gallon, and we will be energy dependent on Saudi Arabia again. They're going to guarantee you a wealth. They're going to have deep cuts in defensive budget. There will be no police force to stop the socialist mob that will come down the street to rob your house, to burn your house, to burn your city, to burn your business, to attack your church, to attack your synagogue. Pastors will be sent to jail, just like happens in Russia or China. And they think that's wonderful. You think that can happen? It's happening now in America. Police budgets are being cut by the millions. Anarchists rule the streets of America right now, and the police are in handcuffs. Wake up, America. We need a vibrant police force in every major city of the United States of America to control these thugs. What do all of these major cities in America have in common right now? The ones that are burning, the ones that are encouraging the chaos. The thing they have in common is that they have all been run by liberal Democrats for decades. They are the portrait of socialism and the world tomorrow. Many Americans think socialism will never come to America and never be accepted. Think again. The most startling poll was the YouGov survey that reported that given a choice, listen, 44% of America's young people between the ages of 16 and 29 would prefer to live in a socialist nation than in a capitalist nation. Think about that. Another 7% would choose communism. 44 and 7 is 51%. They're going to go vote. The question is, are you going to go vote? Are you going to go vote? The day every American patriot has had enough of being treated as collateral damage in the socialist war against America will be the day we take America back. America, wake up to the reality that our future is hanging in the balance. We need to speak up. We need to fight back. We need to stand up for our constitutional rights and our biblical faith. We will not surrender to the other side. The Bible takes a strong and bold position against socialism. In the Bible, you get nothing until you work for it. What a wonderful idea. You don't sit on the couch waiting for the government to send you a check in the mailbox. God worked for 6 days. You should try it. It's God-like to work. All work is honorable. All work is honorable. The Ten Commandments, the cornerstones of civilization, says 6 days you shall work. Wow. St. Paul, the founder of the New Testament church, says, a man who does not work shall not eat. Chisel that over the doorpost of Health, Education, and Welfare Department. And then there are people say, oh, that's not like Jesus at all. You just don't know the Jesus of the Bible. Revelation 22:12 says, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. When you stand before God, he's not going to applaud you because you arrived. He's going to reward you because of what you did. And if you did nothing, it will be obvious to everyone for eternity. That's God's plan for man. As Christians, it's time to reclaim our freedom of speech. We are losing the right to say what we think or believe because the thought police will find us vulgar and ignorant. The New Testament had a freedom of speech issue. Peter and John in Acts 4 preached the gospel of Jesus Christ with power and boldness. The sick were being healed, the lame were walking, the blind were seeing. Multitudes of people were coming to hear. These people preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. What was the Roman government reaction? Listen, have you heard this recently? The Roman politicians met and had a city council meeting, Acts 4:17. And the city council said, let us severely threaten them that from now on they should not speak the name of Jesus. That's a freedom of speech issue. Shut down the churches. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as commanded in the word of God. Reaction of the apostles, Acts 4:29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants that with all boldness they may preach the word. And when they had prayed, the place where they were praying and where they were assembled together, which means there's more than 10, the place where they were assembled together was shaken by the power of the Holy Spirit.
The United States is the greatest nation on earth, yet there are powers that seek to destroy our country.
We have abandoned the principles that founded our nation. The church is under attack, and there are those in our country who are trying to close its doors and to destroy your constitutional right to religious freedom. It's time to take a stand and vote for leaders who would preserve the American way of life.
For your gift of any amount, Hagee Ministries will send you Pastor John Hagee's book, Earth's Last Empire, with over 40% new content, and a Shields of Strength custom dog tag. For gifts of $200 or more, you will also receive a prophecy Bible, a signed copy of Earth's Last Empire, and a handcrafted, veteran-made wooden cross.
And now is the time to put your faith into action and go vote the Bible.
Send your gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/empire.
What is our response to the attack on the church in the 21st century? 2 Timothy 4:2, Paul writes, preach the word, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Preach this word with boldness. Preach it without apology. Preach it without the fear of fake news saying something ugly about you. Preach it until sinners are converted and the name of Jesus Christ is glorified above every other name. Preach it so that the sick and the diseased are healed by the mighty power of the great physician. Preach it that our children may not drown in the cesspool of socialism, but worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Preach it to the God who calls the stars by name, who weighs the mountains in a scale and the hills in the balance. Preach the word! Preach the word! Preach the word!
Preach the word that the hope for tomorrow can be reborn. Preach the word that hope for tomorrow can sustain us. God is our hope. Joy, preach the word for joy unspeakable to fill our hearts and homes. Preach the word until we have victory over the world of flesh and the devil. Preach the word until the chains of misery are broken. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered in Jesus' name.
Let's reclaim our freedom of free speech. Freedom of speech is being taken away from us. There was a time when honest debate was encouraged. People were permitted to speak for themselves. No longer. Now many Americans label any view that they disagree with as hate speech, or you're politically incorrect. Years ago, a Texas senator came to my office to inform me that my sermons many times were politically incorrect, and she said it like it was a disease. I responded, Senator, who wants to be politically correct when you can be right? Right now in America, we have fake news who unite to verbally crucify anyone who makes a common sense conservative position sound like they are radical. The solution is turn them off. Turn them off. The internet is destroying free speech in America. Today, a few gatekeepers who were given special privileges by Congress under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996, obviously I've researched this, now dominate the World Wide Web. They are the gatekeepers of free speech. They have the power to determine whose message gets through, which means they can determine the outcome of a presidential election. Example of out of control. YouTube placed G-rated educational videos about the Ten Commandments, listen to that, and the formation of the nation of Israel. They put those two on the restricted list. That's the same list as pornography. Why did they do that? Because on the restricted list, it prohibits children in school from watching them. Do you see how they shortstop that? Google's Transparency and Ethics Group have labeled Orthodox Jews Dennis Prager and Ben Shapiro as Nazis. Dennis Prager has spoken in this pulpit. He is a brilliant Bible scholar. He is pro-America to the core. And according to the book Praying for America, Dennis Prager testified before Congress on July 16, 2019, quote, Google and YouTube suppression of internet content on ideological grounds threatens the future of America more than an external enemy. In fact, Prager testifies, never in American history has there been as strong a threat to freedom of speech as there is today, end of quote. Censoring speech is illegal under Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act. If we, as Americans, do not use our freedom to defend our freedom, we will lose our freedom. Hello, Washington. Can you help we the people regain freedom of speech over the airwaves? We deserve that right. I have good news. It's always true. This is life-changing. This is hopeful. This is joyful. This will make you a free person. For whom the sun sets free is free indeed. This is powerful. It will revolutionize your health. It will revolutionize your mental health. It will cause the power of this book to flow into your being. And you can think things you never thought before, because nothing is impossible to those that believe and are called according to the purposes of God. Thy word is truth. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house of God. Now fasten your seatbelt. Take America back from tax-funded murder of the unborn, called abortion. Here are Bible facts you need to know about abortion. Proverbs 6:16 says, these six things the Lord hates. That is a real word. This is what God hates. Seven are an abomination to him. He lists a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. There is no blood more innocent than the blood of a baby in the womb of its mother. Lady, your right to choose does not include the choice of murder. Since 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court denied that an unborn child was a person in the Roe versus Wade case, America has systematically slaughtered over 62 million babies through abortion. 3,000 innocent babies every week are murdered in the wombs of their mother in the United States of America. Think about that. There's a pro-abortion mantra. It's a blob of flesh. It's not alive. That's wrong. It's not just wrong. It's a flat-out lie. There's a medical fact that the child in the womb at 6 weeks old, at a time before women recognize that they are pregnant, medical science confirms that the child already has eyes, lungs, heartbeat, and a brainwave, and has a unique DNA. Listen to that. Not the DNA of the mother, but a DNA that's uniquely that child. Why? Because she is a separate person. The mother is the host. She is not the executioner of that baby. Medical science says at 20 weeks, the baby feels pain. You should know that abortion techniques are excruciatingly painful for the living baby, which they destroy. Now they're talking about giving the mother the opportunity to kill the baby as the baby is being born, or allow the baby to be born and kill it immediately after it is born. That is on the table of discussion in this country right now. What's the Bible's position? Jesus said, I have come to bring life and bring life more abundantly. What did Moses say under the law? I have set before you life and death. Choose life. Say that with me. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Proverbs 6:17 says, six things the Lord hates. The Lord hates the hands that shed innocent blood, and the blood of an unborn child is innocent blood that cries out to God for vengeance. Note the attacks on children in the history of civilization. Pharaoh attacked Hebrew male children while they were being born. Why? Because if he killed all of the boy Jewish people, the Jewish girls would have no one to marry but Egyptians, and so in one generation, the Jews would be gone forever. But God intervened by sending Moses, and he liberated Israel, and Israel today is a vigorous, triumphant, magnificent nation that is holding high the torch of truth and liberty for all to see. Herod slaughtered children 2 years of age and down, trying to kill Jesus Christ as a child. Satan attacks the children when he's trying to destroy a nation. 62 million children we have murdered in 47 years. Do you believe that a merciful God in heaven is going to allow this endlessly before he takes his vengeance on America? Let's look at the Bible and see God's point of view of the unborn child in the womb of the mother. God's word says that baby is alive. Isaiah 49:1. The Lord knows the person while it's in the mother's womb. He knew Isaiah in the mother's womb. Isaiah 49:5. That the God of heaven formed me from the womb. He knew Jeremiah. 4:5 says, the Bible writes, I knew you. I knew your characteristics, Jeremiah. I knew your name, Jeremiah. I knew your mission in life, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was not a blob of flesh, but life sophisticated enough to have a relationship significant that God knew about it. Life that God sanctioned, life that God ordained, life that God named. He was not a blob of flesh. He was a living soul. Don and I had an experience with the abortion issue. Years ago, Donna was expecting. She called my office crying, said, I've been exposed to German measles. I said, how? She said, I went into the church nursery. The girl who was there is alleged has supposed to have had German measles, and now I've been exposed. She went to her obstetrician, who said flippantly, so get an abortion. She called me again crying, saying, the doctor said our chances for our baby being deformed or 80%. I graciously fired the doctor on the spot. Two weeks later, Donna found out that the girl with German measles just had a rash. But had we followed her story and the doctor's recommendation, our baby would have been in a trash can. The baby the doctor wanted to abort was named Matthew Charles Hagee, now the lead pastor at Cornerstone Church. Remain standing. Remain standing. Let me tell you quickly about Sanctuary of Hope to our television audience. If you know a young lady or a daughter that's single and pregnant and wants to have a baby, either to adopt it or to raise it, I urge you to contact the Sanctuary of Hope. We are here to give hope and life. To date, 20 beautiful, magnificent, healthy, gorgeous babies have been born at the Sanctuary of Hope. The people of Cornerstone Church and our television partners across America have made available the Sanctuary of Hope, and God bless you. But I didn't want to preach a sermon about the evil of abortion without giving you a hope to give life to your child. You have a way called the Sanctuary of Hope. We're living in this world, and we are saving one life at a time. When you vote in November, vote for life.
America has over 329 million people. According to Pew Research, 65% of adult Americans say they're Christians.
With this many people of faith in the United States, why should we settle for less than what is required by God's Word?
This November 3rd, vote the Bible. Stay with us for the blessing.
Becoming a legacy partner with Hagee Ministries allows you to make a difference in the lives of millions of people all over the world. Technology is allowing us to connect with so many people through the use of online platforms and social media. You can now watch live services and on-demand content from Hagee Ministries at jhm.org. Become a part of a lasting legacy. Call the number on the screen or go to jhm.org/partner.
Our world is in crisis mode, but God is still on the throne. From New York Times bestselling author, Pastor John Hagee, Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Newly revised and updated with up-to-the-minute information on how contemporary events shed light on what is to come and how this will eventually take us to the Battle of Armageddon. Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Available at jhm.org and wherever books are sold.
You've been watching Hagee Ministries. And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
And now, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you His peace. May you know that you are a child of God, that you are being held in His hand, and no one can take you from Him. You are protected by His mighty angels that pave the way before you and act as your rear guard. God has covered you with a cloud of favor. He has blessed you with blessings that you have yet to discover. Because you are His and He is yours, no good thing will be withheld from those that diligently seek Him. Serve the Lord, heart, soul, mind, and body, because the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Amen.